a very good evening to you. And welcome along once again to Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a pleasure to have your company. What have we got? Well, we'll celebrate the sunshine with Edmundo Ross. Who else? The lights are low, the music is sweet with Teddy Joyce. In the flower garden, Marigold. The music of Billy Mayle. Some Lester Young, the man in the pork pie hat. But get us going. What are those little feathered friends over to the side of the garden?
Farmer Brown was taking the air. He locked up the barn with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred. When he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep. And you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around, you're shaking the ground. You're raising up a powerful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay, we got worms to dig, we've got ground to scratch. It takes a lot of sitting getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay.
That's what they are. Chickens. I thought I recognised them. I actually do have chickens in my house. Well, I say my house, my garden. I'm not that mad. They have come into the house once or twice if I let the back door open. Chickens in the garden. Yes, why not? And Paul Adam there with Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. I do have to say, they are characters, I must admit. You think one hen or one chicken would be very much like another. But no, they all have individual traits and characteristics, which is a surprised me when I first started keeping hens. How are we all, in any case, whether you have hens or not? H with you for the next hour. Lovely to have your company, as always, here on Manx Radio, and a great way to get going. Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. Given to us by Paul Adam. Originally, it was Paul Tober. That's the way he was born in 1914, of Austro-Polish descent. A Londoner, changed his name in the 40s and went on to lead the Mayfair music at several well-known metropolitan nightclubs. Quite a man in his day, a regular broadcaster, and a long run, which you might remember if you have a pretty good memory and of a certain age. We won't say what that was. He was a regular presenter of Housewives Choice. Something of an extrovert, from all accounts, as you might have picked up from his voice there a bit. And rumour has it that he spent as much time chatting to the clientele and socialising with customers as he did playing the music. And they probably didn't mind one bit, as long as they were having a good time. We're all having a good time in the sun at the moment. It's been glorious, hasn't it? Do we think it's going to last through the TT? Well, we'll try and will it to do so by staying with a sunny theme. Edmundo Ross. Can't get much sunnier than Edmundo, and something you might like after a hard day's work in the garden, a bit of gin and coconut water.
Gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, you cannot buy in America. That is the tonic, man.
Gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, you cannot buy in America.
At the medical center, what do you think? The doctor told me I had to drink. He said, take my advice, me lad, why don't you go back to Trinidad, where you can get your gin and coconut water. Gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, you cannot buy in America. That is the tonic, man.
Gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, you cannot buy in America.
Gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, you cannot buy in America. That is the tonic, man.
Gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, you cannot buy in America.
There is one thing that I'm telling you, a catastrophe is happening to me. I want to do the things that I shouldn't, but when I try, I find that I couldn't. So I say gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, you cannot buy it in America. That is the tonic, man.
Gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, you cannot buy it in America.
Thank you.
Afternoon of a Basieite, Lester Young, the man in the pork pie hat, dancing along the track Taxi War Dance. Great name for a track, that one, I must admit. No recording details on that, which is a bit annoying from a proper collection. There we go. I'll just check on the inside, but I don't think there's very little on the... No, there's nothing at all. Oh, 1940-something it's going to be. Is it 41? That's about as exact as it gets. Good sound in any case, and Lester Young, of course, so influential on the tenor sax with that mellow sort of sound he had, the distinctive look. The way he often played, holding the horn away from his body, it was all incredibly distinctive stuff. And before that, Edmundo Ross with Gin and Coconut Water, which I think you can now buy in the States. It couldn't when he was singing about it. But, well, is there anything you can't buy in the States? I'm going there later in the summer, so I'll let you know. It wasn't ideal, but we're going to a wedding, so I'll see if they've got gin and coconut water there. Edmundo Ross himself, of course, an amazing character. He was going to be a lawyer originally, and then, well, where he lived in Puerto Trinidad, his family didn't have a lot of cash, and so he needed to do something else. So he went and took up a scholarship and went to the Royal Academy of Music in the end, after being in the services for a while. Made it difficult to sort of make ends meet. And formed his own band for the first time, I think, in 1940, taking advice from Victor Sylvester. Yes, he of the dance band fame and Strict Tempo. You wouldn't necessarily put them together. But Victor sort of explained to Edmundo, who'd come over with that lovely Latin music in his sounds. That's the way he trained. I think he was a timpanist with a Venezuelan state orchestra for a time, but had the sunny Latin music very much in his head, I suppose, and in his, that was his native music. And Victor Sylvester said, well, the British public, they definitely wanted something a bit different, but perhaps a little less rigid than true Latin American rhythms. And Edmundo took this up and adapted his music to such an extent that for the next 35 years, he was, well, top of the tree. He was incredibly popular and great enthusiasm as well, playing in various clubs. His new band made its first appearance in 1940 at the Cosmo Club in Wardour Street. I was there only a day or so back in the middle of Soho. Comfortingly, the Cosmo Club also doubled as an air raid shelter. That makes it for a relaxing night out, doesn't it? The word quickly got around, and sooner or later, not that long, that people were going there not just to escape the German bombers, but to hear the music. And Edmundo then, so successful, he had to move out because his clientele, there were too many to fit into the space, so he went to the St. Regis Club in Cork Street. That lasted 2 weeks before that was demolished by a German bomb. You get the gist. It wasn't a relaxing time. Happily, then, there followed much longer associations in places like the Astor, the Bagatelle, and perhaps most famously the Coconut Grove, which was eventually renamed the Edmundo Ross Club. The band's original name, by the way, followed a reference to the three R's made by Winston Churchill in the House of Commons. Not realising it meant reading, writing and arithmetic, Edmundo Ross responded by naming his new band Ross's Rumba Romeos. There you go. Who'd have thought there was a link between Edmundo Ross and Winston Churchill? We're going to stay with a sunny theme, I think. We need to, don't we?
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Maxine Sullivan singing about what we've been having plenty of in recent weeks, blue skies. And there's been another beautiful blue sky day here on the Isle of Man today, hasn't it? Long may it continue, and hopefully it will continue through TT, but we won't push that too much. We don't want to put it off, do we? We don't want to put it off. Now, Marigold, I mentioned, the wonderful tune by Billy Mail, and we're going to hear Eric Parkin playing it in the moment from an album playing the piano impressions of Billy Mail, Almond Blossom and April Fool and the Four Aces and the Nimble-Fingered Gentleman. And he has a wonderful line at the beginning saying, "I well remember going into the old Keith Prowse shop in Poland Street in Soho, asking for Billy Mail's The Harp of the Winds. The rather grim-looking assistant, or so he seemed to a shy schoolboy, disdainfully eyed me up and down before reluctantly sliding a copy over the counter. Then I asked if he had Railroad Rhythm. 'These are not simplified arrangements, you know,' he snapped. Having already struggled with Marigold and Aquarium Suite, I certainly did know, but at that moment all I wanted was to get out as fast as I could. Happily, I handed over my 4 shillings, 20 pence in new money, of course. Incidentally, in those days, he said, you could buy a complete set of Billy Mail compositions for little more than £5, including a library case. Ah, those are the days. I do seem to recall Keith Prowse's shop in Poland Street, though, down in Soho. You remember that? Were you ever down there buying sheet music? I don't suppose people buy so much sheet music these days. Probably just access it via the web. The number of times you go to gigs these days and you see players, they don't have music on their stand. They just either have their phone or perhaps a laptop, or more likely a tablet of some kind, like an iPad. Just play the music off that. Anyway, here we go, the wonderful Eric Parkin playing piano impressions of Billy Mail and the irrepressible Marigold. Thank you. Was that lovely, or was that lovely? Marigold, Billy Mail, of course, at the piano. He wrote the song, I beg your pardon, Eric Parkin at the piano. Billy wrote the song. And again, deceptively, it sounds, you just sort of listen to it, it's so easy on the ear and such a lovely melody that you don't really appreciate how difficult it is to play. And I remember the old maestro, Jim, my dad, saying, he loved that piece, but he said, not an easy piece to play at all. It was really something you did have to work at. If you could sit down and play that very well straight off the sheet, then you were a pretty darn good musician. And I think, as Eric Parkin was saying on the liner notes there, yes, it took him quite some time as a lad to really nail that one. Known perhaps for his novelty, are they novelty pieces? Light music, certainly, perhaps you could call it. But Billy, an English pianist and composer, and built a career in the music hall and musical theatre. And perhaps, like I said, calling it light music or novelty music sounds a little bit sort of derogatory, doesn't it? I think it's very good, albeit it would be maybe falling into that category of music. Just sounds a little bit offhand, doesn't it? Something which is so beautifully written and complex to play. He also composed a few pieces for piano and orchestra as well. Talented man, old Billy Mail. Well, what's turning into a sort of vaguely summery themed Sweet and Swing? Well, why not? Why not? I think we've got to celebrate good weather when we can here on the Isle of Man, haven't we? Now, this is something which you might associate with extreme heat, not something personally I've ever seen, and I dare say it's not something you'd necessarily associate readily with the Isle of Man. Perhaps you need somewhere a little bit drier and hotter to think about a mirage.
Thank you.
woodblock on the end. Duck Duck from the drummer there, just to finish that off. Mirage romping along. Harry Roy and his band, the Cheeky Chappie himself. I always thought, again, he'd be very entertaining to see, as I believe, from all accounts, he was an entertaining, a colourful character, and all sorts of wonderful tracks. We played before, and I might play again at some stage or other, the Boogly Woogly Piggy, which he sings, I think, with Marjorie Kingsley and his ensemble heard instrumentally there for a change on Mirage, which was composed by fellow band leader Eric Winston, who, of course, gives us our theme tune as well, Slow Boat. Well, how about that? Now, how about some Red Roses? Maybe for a Blue Lady.
Some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Florist, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. Hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. Wrap up some red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest gal in town. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown.
Red Roses for a Blue Lady, Guy Lombardo, king of a sweet music in many ways, with his Royal Canadians, and the vocals taken there by Kenny Gardner, another name, an American singer who are principally, I think, known just for singing with the Royal Canadians and with Guy Lombardo. Couldn't place him at all, so I had a quick look at Mr. Wiki to see what they had to say about him. Sometimes there's nothing at all, but he went to Creighton University, had part-time jobs at a movie theatre, and went to California, and then went to San Diego State College, where he studied engineering and was singing on the radio as early as 1936, when he was among those appearing on an episode of California Hour. And then 46-47 was the singer on Easy Does It, a quarter-hour daily daytime variety programme on the Mutual Broadcasting System. That's a good name for a radio station or a radio programme. And in 1941, he voiced the role of Dick in the animated comedy film Mr. Bug Goes to Town. No, I don't remember either, must admit. And sang Where Do We Go From Here in the film, which was written by Percy Wenrick. And then joined the Royal Canadians in 1940 and would sing signature Lombardo tunes such as Frankie and Johnny and Enjoy Yourself, It's Later Than You Think, in exactly the sort of style as you heard him there. Quite smooth, a sort of lively, you feel like he's smiling, don't you? It's a cheerful, lively voice, and but that nice, smooth manner that fitted so well with Lombardo's music. And according to Gardner, Lombardo once stopped him from taking music lessons because he said, "It's changing the style of the band." Oh dear. He took time out from the band to serve in the Second World War, where he actually earned 2 Purple Hearts, a very brave man. And after retiring in 1978, a year after Guy Lombardo died, he became more involved in local activities again around New York. And I think he did a bit of singing again then as well. Didn't die until the early 2000s. But yeah, there's always interesting characters lurking around. Even when you've never heard of them, you find that they've had interesting lives. And I do like the idea of, and it's not unheard of, this idea of, yes, don't do too much, don't make yourself too musical, because you might actually alter the overall sound of a band. We've heard that sort of criticism before, strange though it might seem. The Antonio Carlos Jobim songbook coming up, as interpreted by Wes Montgomery in this case. Thank you. brilliant guitar player he was, Wes Montgomery. Smoking at the Half Note. If you ever not checked that out, do so. I think it's on Blue Note Records. Brilliant stuff, that one. In a slightly more bebop idiom, but as you can tell, a wonderful player, and he could play in that wonderful Latin style as well. The girl from Ipanema is the name of the collection. It's the Antonio Carlos Jobim Songbook on Verve, and a great collection of all sorts of people interpreting his music. Stan Getz, Billy Eckstein, Shirley Horn, Ella Fitzgerald, Dizzy Gillespie, Oscar Peterson, the list goes on. We've been dipping in and out of that for the last few weeks, one way or another. And yeah, Wes Montgomery there with a track called How Insensitive. But we try not to be insensitive here on Sweet and Swing. Quite the opposite, in fact. We try to be as sensitive as we possibly can. And if you'd like to get in touch at any stage, drop us a line. We'd be delighted to hear from you. It's very easy to do, if you wish to do so. It's just howardcaine@manxradio.com. That's C-A-I-N-E, the cane. If you don't put the E on, it won't work. howardcaine@manxradio.com. And that'll get through to me very quickly. And lovely to hear any thoughts you've got. If you want to be in the faraway club, you're listening via the web in Botswana or Antarctica or whatever the case may be, and want to mention, that would be lovely. We haven't had any of those for a wee while. If, on the other hand, you'd like to put in a request, tell us a story, something about some of the old music, something you'd like to hear, someone you'd like featured, anything along those lines, then we will do our best to oblige. Be delighted to hear from you at any stage. howardcaine@manxradio.com, all lowercase, all one word, no space in between. If you want to put pen to paper, well, why not? You'd be very welcome as well. It's just Howard at Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio. And that is Broadcasting House. And that's Douglas Head. Douglas in the Isle of Man. Of course, I-M for Mother 1-5-B-W. Bravo Whiskey 5-B-W. Now then, the lights are low. The music is sweet.
A beat, thrilled by your lovely charms. Heaven is mine tonight, how I adore your love divine. My heart desires nothing more. Just let us dance, for this is romance. Now is our chance. The lights are low, the music is sweet, and you're in my
Oh, what a fine note and lovely. The violin soaring to the top of its register and then that chord on the vibes, I think it was, there by the sound being glorious ending to that one. The lights are low, the music is sweet. Teddy Joyce and his orchestra, Jack Plant taking the vocals there. Now, we've been dipping in and out of this, we've been sort of following this great trumpeters of jazz, from jazz to swing, and sort of following in vaguely chronological order, not totally, but in that area, with some names that perhaps don't really trip off the tongue: Tommy Lardner, Lee Collins, Sidney Paris, others, Louis Armstrong, well, can you get a more famous trumpeter? Miles Davis, perhaps. King Oliver, pretty well known. Bunk Johnson, he's up there as well, isn't he? This man, though, I think, again, is pretty well known. If you like your jazz trumpet at all and have any interest in the history of jazz trumpet, Bix Beiderbecke will be a name you'll remember. There was a TV series named after him, the Beiderbecke tapes, a while back, with James Boland. Do you remember that? It was quite good. I can't remember the storyline that much now, but I do remember quite enjoying it, the Beiderbecke tapes. The prototype, in many ways, for white trumpeters of his day. Although, as it's remarked here, it might be stretching a lot to compare his influence to Armstrong. Yeah, probably not as influential, but he was there and certainly had quite an influence on the trumpeters of the day. Didn't live very long, almost certainly was alcoholic, and did most of his playing in the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, from which you come out with these fantastic solos sometimes. And again, whilst I often don't have, at least more often than not, I'm afraid I don't have direct connections with any of the wonderful artists we feature here on Sweet and Swing, not quite old enough or famous enough, or famous at all, come to think of it. However, I did, as I've remarked several times, know Bud Freeman, the tenor sax player, quite well through the auspices of the old maestro. And Bud Freeman, in turn, knew Bix Beiderbecke back in the day and would go out with him for a drink. And he said, yeah, we'd go out for a drink with Bix. And Bix's favourite when he was going out the day was a quart of gin. I think that's a litre and a bit. So he might have had a slight issue with booze, but he could play.
Thank you. cucaracha, la cucaracha, running up and down the house. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, why it has a little mouse. Then one day the cook was baking, wondered he, what is he making? For it looks so appetizing, with the batter slowly rising. To the edge he started skipping, then he found that he was slipping. In the pie so hot and blazing, now he's just another raisin. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, running up and down the house. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, quiet as a little mouse. Un panadero fue a misa, no encontrando que rezar. Le pidió a la Virgen pura dinerito que gastar. Un panadero fue a misa y no encontrando que rezar. Le pidió a la Virgen pura dinerito que gastar. La cucaracha ya no puede caminar porque le faltó, porque no tiene marihuana que fumar.
La cucaracha, the cockroach. I think it's all about a cockroach which has no legs and so he can't get around in the same way. And whilst it's clearly a bit of a novelty song to a degree, it's also meant to have a sort of meaning of a song about sort of helplessness and such like. Brought to us there by the amazing Xavier Cugat, another Cuban musician, bringing us those lovely Latin rhythms. And again, another amazing character. Not only was he a musician, he was also a first-class cartoonist. And he worked for the Los Angeles Times as a cartoonist for quite some time. His pictures were nationally syndicated. They appeared in Photoplay magazine, beginning with the November 1927 issue. And he also, obviously, was a band leader, was also a restaurateur, and that he owned and operated the Mexican restaurant Casa Cugat in West Hollywood. And the restaurant, frequented by a lot of the celebrities of the day, and featured two singing guitarists who would go around each table and play the diner's favourite songs upon request. It began operations in the 1940s. It went right the way through until 1986, would you believe? And when he wasn't either playing music or doing cartoons or in the restaurant, playing music there perhaps as well, or looking after the affairs, he also managed to have five wives during his life. How do you find time? How do these people find time to do all these things? I get exhausted just doing the little bit of work I do. And then you read some of these stories of some of these band leaders with so many. I think Guy Lombardo was another one, or Billy Cotton, and they seem to have four or five simultaneous careers on the go at once, and have incredible personal lives. Maybe I just didn't get enough energy when I was born. Maybe I'm just boring. Well, whatever your life is, I hope you enjoyed. That's what it's all about, isn't it? And it's very easy to do so when you're living on the Isle of Man, particularly in this sunshine. Very lucky. As my wife keeps telling me, she's trying to make a point. That's about it for another week. We will be back, of course, with Jumping In with Brother Chris next week, and here with Sweet and Swing the week after that, heading towards TT, would you believe? Fasten your safety belts. See you then. Look after yourselves. Cheerio.